The time right now is 9:15 on the clock, and this is your Spice Radio. आप सुन रहे हैं The Morning Buzz. मैं हूं नताशा, मेरे साथ स्टूडियोज में मनकरन औजल और फोन लाइन पर है हमारे इंश्योरेंस और मॉर्गेज एक्सपर्ट कुमुद प्रसाद. वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग टू कुमुद.
Good morning, Natasha. Thank you for inviting me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Kumud. Now, हमारा आज का जो सवाल है, it's all about home ownership. तो पहले सवाल ये होता है कि एक बैंक होता है, and it's called the Bank of Mom and Dad. इसके बारे में आप कुछ और बताएंगे कि ये क्या है?
Yes, so these days, the getting mortgage is so difficult and the housing prices are so high. So unless you have got a down payment for purchasing a new property, where do you go? You go to mom and dad. And mom and dad has to fund your basic down payment. That's what we call it, mom and dad bank. And this is getting more and more common. Statistically, before 40,000 parents will give them and people can purchase the property, now that amount has become $80,000 to $100,000 just to buy a basic property.
Wow, that's quite a lot, I'm sure. And in today's real estate market, it does have an impact on parents, khaskar agar wo retire ho chuke hain, and now they have to assist their children to buy their first home. So how does it impact the parents?
Well, if they are still working and then they have a choice, either they take out some line of credit or they refinance their property, that is one part. And if they have already retired, so they have to pull out from the savings, which they have kept it for their retirement. And this is a catch-22 situation, whether you help your child or whether you look at your retirement. So it's not a pretty situation, but then the parents do whatever best they can do for their children.
That's true. That's true. And home ownership, I think, was more of a reality for, jaise hum kehte hain na, boomers ke liye, for the older generations. And it's more difficult for the millennials of today. So is there a way we can work around that problem, Kumud?
Yes, you are very right. Home affordability was much better about 20 years ago. Things are getting tougher. So there is always way around this affordability. First thing is that we have to look at the source of down payment. And there is no magic bullet for that. They can always depend on mom and pop bank, but they always have to start their own savings. And the sooner they start, the better it is. So there are various options for the source of down payment. First, we already talked about mom and pop bank. Second is first home savings account. It was an initiative taken by the federal government, and it allows you to deposit about $8,000 per year up to $40,000 limit, and you can take a tax deduction at the same time. And this $40,000 can be taken out towards your first time home buyer's plan. Besides that, RRSP is there for first-time home buyer, and the government has again made three changes. Before, it was $35,000 each person can take out under the first home buyer's plan. Now that amount has been increased to $60,000. So what it means that if there are two people, and say a spouse and a person, then $60,000 each. That makes huge, huge impact, $120,000 plus FHSA. So besides that, you always have a TFSA account, tax-free savings account. And if you haven't contributed anything, it started in 2009, you will have room for $95,000. 2024 room is about $7,000. And besides, you have own savings. So these are some of the source of down payment for your first-time home buyer.
Interesting. Now, if I had to ask you, ki aap kya advice dena chahenge millennials ko ya phir jo younger generation ke liye, ki in a year, how much they can actually save or put aside for a potential home buying plan that they have in the future?
So there is no right and wrong answer for this one. You have to live your life as well as you have to save for your future, because you cannot depend on your parents. Because if parent gives you money, that is going to impact the retirement too. So what you have to do, you have to start savings now. No matter how small you start, you can start even $25 per month, $50 a month, $100 per month. Instead of going to a restaurant and having a lavish party and spending $200, $300, this is only $300. So you have to start somewhere, and that is one part. And second part is that when you go create a down payment. And then the other option is that when you go for purchasing a property, besides down payment, you can ask your parents to be either guarantor or co-borrower if they're still working. So that can make your affordability of housing a little better, and then your dream can come true.
And it also works that they will have a credit rating as well to boot, right?
Yes, credit rating plays a very important role. And then credit rating, there is another day for talking about. But in general, what credit rating is that any credit below 680, normal bank will not like to let you. In some under certain circumstances, they might be. But the basic thing of credit to improve your credit rating is that you pay all your bills in time. You have at least two or three of credit line, including credit card and line of credit. That and then pay regularly, so that improves your credit.
Now, Kumud, are there any benefits for, say, if my mom or dad wants to give me a financial, in quote, gift? And what about the inheritance as well? Are there benefits for that?
Okay, so both are different questions. So let's talk about gift. So gift is lots of parents are giving gift to their children to buy towards purchase, and you can get a gift later, say $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, whatever it may be, from their bank account, and then that can be used as a down payment. And then other part we were talking about what was the other part I forgot about?
Inheritance is
something different. Because you will have to wait till the person passes away. And your parents pass away, life expectancy going up, you don't want to wait till your parents pass away, 86, 87. By the time you will yourself be about 40s and 50s maybe. So you really cannot depend on inheritance to buy your first time home buyer. You have to make a move a little earlier than that.
Wonderful. And if you want to know how to make that move, of course, we have Kumud Prasad who will guide you through it. Kumud, you want to tell us how can people get in touch with you if they want to know how they need to plan for their first home buying and how they need to plan their investments as well?
Okay, so I can be reached at 778-707-4960. And I can help you in getting all those accounts open and guide you where to invest and how to invest. I can be reached anytime, 24/7, from 8 morning till 8 in the evening.
Wonderful, Lord. Aap hamein hamare studio mein bhi call kar sakte hain to get his number. So go beyond the bank of mom and dad, find out how you can invest and get your dream home as well. Thank you so much, Kumud, for such an insightful conversation this morning.
Thank you very much, Natasha, for having me.
Till next time, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.